A cold shower will not kill you. It will feel like it might, but it won't. And what happens on the other side of that discomfort is one of the most powerful free interventions in all of biohacking. When cold water hits your skin, your sympathetic nervous system fires hard. Heart rate spikes. Blood vessels constrict. Your body releases a massive surge of norepinephrine 200 to 300% above baseline. That's not a typo. A 2 to 3-minute cold exposure produces a norepinephrine increase that lasts for hours. The published research from Scandinavian studies has confirmed this repeatedly. Cold exposure also triggers a sustained dopamine increase of around 250%. Unlike caffeine or social media, which spike dopamine and then crash it, cold water raises dopamine gradually and holds it elevated. Focused, alert, genuinely good without the crash. This is why people who take cold showers consistently report better mood, sharper focus, and higher stress tolerance. It's not placebo. It's neurochemistry. The protocol is simple. Start small. Week 1. End your normal shower with 30 seconds of the coldest water your tap can produce. You'll gasp. Your breathing will go shallow. Focus on slow exhales. Control the breath and you control the response. Week 2. 60 seconds. Week 3. 90 seconds. Build to 2 to 3 minutes over the first month. That's the dose the research supports for maximum benefit. You don't need ice baths or fancy cold plunge tubs. Your shower is enough. The key rules. Breathe, don't hold your breath. Slow exhales through the mouth. Keep your hands out of the water if you need to at first. Don't warm up artificially afterward, let your body generate its own heat. That thermogenic response burns calories and further trains your stress resilience. Here's what most people miss. It's not really about the cold. It's about practicing discomfort voluntarily. Every time you step into cold water and stay, you're training your nervous system to handle stress without panicking. That skill transfers to everything: difficult conversations, deadlines, uncertainty. You're building hormetic stress capacity. Small, controlled doses of stress that make your entire system more resilient. Cold exposure stacks beautifully with the breathwork protocol. Try a physiological sigh right before you turn the tap to cold. And the adaptogens in the stress journey support recovery between sessions.